Hi, everyone.
Hey.
We're back from the Hamptons.
Back in the grind.
It's that time of the week. What's happening? What's the 411?
Woo. Nothing. We're back. We had a great time in the Hamptons.
Dude, I was stoned the whole time. And at the time, I was like, I'm not high. And then looking back, I have not a single memory.
That's the thing about zero being memory. High. Because you can't tell yourself you're high because then you'll panic.
Yeah, then you're like,
so you're like, I'm chilling. And then you go through the whole weekend and then you're like, wait, I was blacked out.
Yeah. I would wake up in the Hamptons and be like, what did I do? I don't remember. Yeah. Everything's like a blur. But genuinely at the time I was like, no, I'm not high.
Yeah, same. Same. I felt like looking back, I feel like I was like a fly on the wall. I would just like saw little things happen and then I was like too high.
People are like, how was your vacation? I'm like, I have no idea. All I know is that I'm back at work and I don't want to be
all right.
Work 20 minutes a night and talking to my friends on a microphone.
My life is so fucking hard.
Anyway, so yeah, we kind of hinted that we started a Patreon.
Yes, we did.
So pretty much every episode around minute 55, we're gonna wrap it up. Stu and I went to Barry's boot camp this weekend, and the instructor would go, and we'll stop running in 6, 5, 4, 3.
He sounded like a pilot. He was like,
I could not understand him.
Probably is a pilot because he's healthy.
This
is what he does.
Back to that.
Private pilots yet? This is not 2027.
No, all pilots are gay. Stop it. They're in the cockpit.
They make the gays be the flight
attendants.
They're in the cockpit. They pick the job based on the office title. Cockpit, I'm listening.
Yeah, sign me up.
So if you guys want to get to the hour and a half with us, join the Patreon. You can become Caroline knows what the tiers are.
The first one is, oh my god,
bitches who love grains,
oh my god, everyone here. Yeah, Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
And the second tier is
Squid Games 3000,
because as you know, we all get that glug glug. If you want to watch my blowjob tutorial, join the Patreon. And we'll see you guys there.
If you want to watch my sniper style tutorial,
get that clit going, get that clit sticking out of the hood. I'm saying, look under the hood for that clit.
Yeah,
no. Got to check under the clitoral hood. Ew. And another announcement, you can see us August 10th, which is a Wednesday, at Helium Comedy Club in Buffalo. So come to fuck out. Everyone's going to be there, including my mom and her rich fiance.
I can't wait to meet your mom.
His name is Skip.
Skippy Skip.
So it's going to be a
Skip like the peanut butter. Right?
Exactly. Yep.
Skip.
Smooth. No, I think he's a crunchy motherfucker.
Oh, you know that's Skip being crunchy.
Crunchy granola.
Ribbed for her pleasure. otherwise, in September, I'll be in Plano, Texas. Nashville. Tennessee. Nashville. Virginia Beach. So many romantic getaways. So we'll see you guys there. What topics do we have? What's the 411? What's going on?
Hit us with the topic.
We got
some interesting tea.
Caroline.
You sound like my mother.
Caroline.
You're giving her PTSD.
I know.
So our first article is, friendships between rich and poor can reduce poverty.
This is what I'm saying.
Yes, everyone get with a rich.
I know. This is why I have Caroline here.
This is why I'm here.
She reduces my poverty.
Who wrote this article, Captain Obvious?
A rich person who needs friends. A rich person was like, "Oh, it's actually good to be friends with me.
Yeah,
it's good for you. So
this is really good for you.
Actually, that's me trying to make a guy stay with me. I'm like, no, this is good for you. I'm famous. Come on, I'll help you.
But I think the big thing was like how vast the study was, because I think they used a lot of data from Facebook. So they used like millions and millions of people.
And how did they find
that?
And
they compared it to like the census. So like they kind of matched up people.
Like, but this is also like obvious. Like when you start being friends with rich people, they show you how to move. Then you start moving like them, and then you start becoming rich.
Mm-hmm. See,
so that's obvious.
I'm going to take another. I'll take the other side.
Oh, we love a hot take.
As someone who has been friends with rich people a lot of my life,
they sometimes don't really be sharing.
She's still poor, is what she's saying.
I'm still poor, yeah. And they don't really share. Well, they're the first ones to Venmo your ass.
Well, the article,
not you, Caroline, but
not to request a Venmo.
But the first, I'll never forget Venmo'd my rich. Yet.
I probably won't.
What?
That I haven't Venmo'd you guys.
You haven't Venmo'd.
You're not allowed. That's Stuart queen. Getting ahead
was,
of it.
I was gonna
it's
say
it's like when a guy complains about his ex, so he doesn't have to do
no,
anything.
I actually was thinking that. Yeah, right.
My ex always wanted me to eat her pussy,
but it's like so annoying. I'm like, oh, you have to deal with me.
Okay, yeah. No, I'm cool.
That's like a guy saying, like, I don't really like Valentine's Day right before Valentine's
right.
Day.
Yeah. He's like, what's I show you love every day. Yeah. Where's day? Where are my flowers every Sunday?
Yeah, exactly.
When you start dating, he's like, I don't really like birthdays. Yeah. You're like,
he's neither. Like, if you really think about it, it's oppressive.
He's yeah. telling you. He's telling you what he believes.
Well, that's
while
what Stuart's
he's sucking
doing.
His mom's titties.
The article. The article wow. is saying that it's not necessarily like rich people are like giving handouts. It's like when poor people or rich people have friends in opposite classes, they kind of see and get inspired to
yeah
right
that's what you, were
to you got you right. make
more.
Moves like
it's not
them.
About
right.
like oh I'm just getting paid. It's like oh I see this and now I'm gonna do it this way.
Yeah, you're like oh
it's
I don't
like
have to pay all my taxes and then you start getting all
right. Rich. Oh I can buy people. Yeah. Oh I can go to Jeffrey Epstein's island. Oh, I can put a cigar in Monica Lewinsky's pussy. Like, there's so many options.
Those are the moves.
See, I don't know. I was friends with a rich person, like, most of my life. And she would be the first motherfucker yeah. to charge me
they
for
can
shit.
Be cheap, for sure.
And then tell everyone I was poor.
Oh.
She would like, be like, well, Stuart's poor, so.
So you have to get with a non-toxic rich person.
You have to go with a non-toxic
person,
rich.
Because right. toxic, yeah. toxic poor or toxic rich will do that to
well,
you.
How long just was she your yeah. best friend?
Well, obviously the Patreon we'll need to discuss.
Yeah,
this.
we'll skip for later.
Okay, a long time
like,
friend.
Yeah. So, but I feel like I just feel like they're the first motherfuckers
they
to
can
Venmo.
Be. Yes.
Like and they're like and they feel like you're like, you know, it's like a weird
right.
it is weird.
But sometimes or they want like, you to make the moves that they make. Sometimes you'll get a rich friend and they're like, "No, you're
it's
doing
like
it wrong."
It's like when your dad is rich and doesn't want to give you a lot.
Yeah.
Right. To build
yes.
character.
Right.
Right.
To build character.
Yeah. But you should be inspired enough by being in their presence
right.
to get richer.
Yeah.
Even though it's
well,
literally
I'm
impossible.
With, like, I feel like I'm more so friends with rich kids. I'm ready right. to be rich friends with rich, rich.
Adult.
Rich, rich, like rich adult.
Rich, rich. Yes.
Because the rich kids, you're doing no offense. You're doing nothing for me.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
You're just bragging about
you're
it.
You're just making me jealous.
Right. Right.
Like
right.
the rich
adults.
They want to give money to us.
Yeah.
That's where
straight
it's
up.
At. Especially the ones that came from nothing or something. That mm-hmm. is me. Take inspiring.
I had a guy on a date told me he had 100K in Bitcoin. I said, let's get out of here.
Now he has $10.
Now so he has 10, yeah.
I know this was in October when things were good. Got call him now. Hey, Sam, how are you?
Yeah.
He's how like, are you got things? $5?
How are things? Oh, you work at Aldi? That sucks.
He's like, wait a minute. I'm on the Wendy's line. He's like, I'm in the drive-thru.
Yeah. I'm working the drive-thru.
I
what
will
else?
Say,
go ahead.
I will say, to your point, Stuart, I did have friends in college who were bougie and charging everyone in the dorm room for a shot of Burnett's.
This
no,
I'm like,
that's
your
no.
dad is
right.
a fucking
no.
like governor.
Right.
Like,
it's
what,
no. what
are
you doing? Yeah. Oh yeah, I moved into an apartment that a rich girl had owned and she's charging me for the little, I'm like.
No, no. I think because they think that you're going to get a fast one by them.
Your
they're
dad
like,
is the reason we're in Vietnam. Like, yeah. why?
Right.
And now I have to pay you for this desk?
Right.
Like, no.
There are definitely right. things that I'm like, all right, come on. But people
I
are
think
weird.
My mom's boyfriend will help me out of poverty.
That's good.
To be honest. That's why good. You have to go older rich.
That's why, yeah, you got to do
older
the,
rich and
yeah.
get your mom's pussy involved.
Yeah.
That's
the way.
Speaking
that's
of
the way.
Way.
You see, you make it moves. I'm making money moves.
Yes, I'm pimping out my mom for this man.
My mom needs to date somebody.
Dude, seriously.
So you're taking a page from Jeffrey Epstein.
Right.
Actually,
exactly.
Yes.
When your mom gets dick down, she's in a good mood.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw
everybody
that out
is.
There.
Yeah.
When she's everybody is.
Because she has a man to yell at and not you.
I know, exactly. What's the next topic?
Speaking of money and pussies, surrogacy is now paid. Surrogacy is now legal in New York State.
My God, I have worked so hard for this body.
Speaking of rich friends,
yes.
Yeah. How much could we get paid?
$40,000.
Yeah, I feel like total amount.
$40,000 is not enough.
I would rather be a teacher.
$40,000 to $75,000 for the surrogate.
Based on what? How hot you are?
$75,000.
But then they
based
say
on your
total,
genes, you stand on like a podium. They're like, I'll
take
that
total cost
one.
Is like 100 to 200K.
Do you have to do an IQ test or something?
I think that's like up
that's
to.
That's not that much money.
You have to do a DNA.
I will literally be a substitute teacher. Yeah, over that.
You have to do a DNA test too. And I think like in some agreements, they have to tell you like what to eat, how to eat, what to do with your day. Well, like I think like Beyonce did that.
Like if you're Andy Cohen's surrogate or something, like they're keeping you in a little house. You get the perfect. Mm-hmm. You have like the nice like.
They don't want you stressed. None of that.
No, but if but you're Juno, on the street. If you're Juno, they don't give a fuck about you.
They don't give a fuck.
Juno's just running around playing volleyball.
Well, that was her own egg. That was her own egg.
Slurpee. That was her own egg. So surrogates when they put it in you,
like Baby Mama. Remember Baby Mama with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler?
Yeah, yeah. So it doesn't matter if if you don't need to take an IQ test.
Yeah.
Right.
But she kept her
sitting in you.
Remember, she kept her like in the house, and in the movie, and she was like. No, I don't think you can do that, but like there's an agreement. Like it's like it depends on who you're doing.
You probably like they probably make you not drink.
Yeah. And they want you in brown. So they're gonna say like just so you're not so I know you're not stressed.
Right.
Really? And then, I thought it would for sure be like $400,000.
At least
it should be at least 100K. 100K.
If it's like you're 100K is like nothing.
Right. And then
for a year of your life to be pregnant.
Your body is not going to recover.
Too. Like there's the woman, one woman said like after you give birth, like she, you know, asked for more just to help her bounce back. And you can kind of negotiate.
They would have to pay for a personal trainer.
I want
a
personal trainer when I bounce back.
A personal chef.
For 6 months until I'm the weight.
Right.
And like grocery. You have to pay
under.
Groceries.
I want to look better than before I got pregnant.
You have to pay for my groceries. Yeah. You have to a wardrobe. You my have to take care of me. Mm-hmm. I want child Georgia. Support.
I want a publicist.
I want baby mama support.
Yeah,
me too.
I want a bladder
Botox. I want a publicist. And I want money for the rest of my life.
Well, what's crazy was when I read this, I was like, oh, here we go. We're gonna get a pimp in the middle.
Right.
This is like guys pimping out their girls.
Don't they already do that?
What?
I mean, I feel like that
we have to have sex with them.
There's probably already. A pimp out there for surrogates.
Right, like the middleman?
Yeah, he gets 10%.
Well, there are agencies. My manager. It's called agencies.
He sends me this article and he's like, hey, new opportunity. You're like, my God. My manager texted me. He said, thirst traps, let's go.
That's so
when we were in the Hamptons, I said, they're not.
For you.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I said, they're not thirst traps.
You're pimp.
Thirst traps implies I'm out here doing this for anyone but me.
But he
How
is
dare
your,
you?
He is your pimp. He's your manager.
He's a pimp.
So he goes around. He's like, yo, have you heard of Maddie Smith?
No, literally, he shows them my nudes.
Yeah.
He likes the thirst traps because they get a lot of likes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you think he doesn't look at it in that way?
No, he's all money. All like,
no.
He's like, ka-ching, money, ka-ching, money, ka-ching.
Money, ka-ching.
Money,
he's a pimp.
Oh, she's hot Mr. now, too. Ka-ching, ka-ching's money, TV.
Mr.
He's
Krabs.
A pimp. Yeah. He's just like... He's just like, okay, this gets likes. This is good for you.
Yeah.
Opportunities.
That's what he thinks he needs to say. Thirst traps, let's go.
That's how Stuart texts me.
Thirst traps, let's go.
Let's go. If I text you, I would say thirst trap, take it down.
Kate took thirst traps to me. I looked like Lena Dunham. I was like, no.
I have a good one of you in a towel. It's cute. It's
I have
artsy.
None. Okay. I refuse artsy. To be in any pics.
Yeah, it's artsy. Okay. It's esoteric.
Ooh. Disassociative pout?
Yeah.
Disassociative pout.
Wait, okay. I think I might be down to be a surrogate, but I'm going to be raising my price.
Right.
And I'm only doing it for the gays that are
Stuart's
fine.
Surrogacy agency.
Yes,
sauce.
You could do surrogates and vinaigrettes.
Surrogate agency.
You could do a surrogate agency.
That'd be great. I could be like the Jelaine Maxwell of.
Yeah.
You're going to be
a millionaire matchmaker.
Instead of them interviewing you, you're going to interview them. You're going to be so picky.
Yeah. You're going to be like, what are you going to do with the baby? Is it going to go to the Olympics? I need to know.
It's like dating.
Is it going to be chess? Whatever. We're just going to have a thing.
Right. What is their school curriculum? What school are you putting them in?
Yeah.
Let me see your income.
I'm only making, this is how the poor get rich.
Exactly. Money moves. You're making money moves.
Now here's my question. If you guys had the money, would you get a surrogate for your, or do you want to be pregnant?
That's a lot.
I think I want to be pregnant.
It's still
like
giving
to
a
carry.
Little science to me, which I love.
Yeah. Right.
Unless I could not for medical reasons,
I would love a medical reason to not have to be pregnant.
I would not want to outsource my baby.
Right. I want to carry. I want to hold it, you know, and feel like.
Yeah. I don't
but
think
then
I would
after
do it.
It's creepy though.
After the first one, I'm like, I'll let a robot birth it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
Like after the first one, I'm like, you want to have yours all natural?
Yeah.
Like no drugs.
Why are you looking at me like that? That's
oh no drugs.
All natural.
No, I'll do drugs.
Oh okay.
I'm doing drugs in
science.
A C-section. I don't want my pussy.
No,
getting.
I know. It's just giving like rich science people to
me.
Like
Scientology.
It's giving like, Scientology and Beyonce.
And you
want to
be a kid who wasn't in your mom's womb.
I don't really unless know. It's like, I don't want to shame it, but I just not for me.
Unless it's like you're two men having needing a kid. Like,
yeah, I feel it's
like
for the gays.
It's for I would say. I feel like also like if it was my, I don't know if I would do it for somebody else. It would depend. But unless they were paying me like big bucks, but I would feel bad if like I needed to terminate it.
I'm like, not giving these not good well. Eggs out. I ain't giving these good eggs out.
I only
have
four left. So. Yeah. I only got enough for an omelet.
I'm
so
not giving these out.
Can't make breakfast for everyone.
I come from nothing, so my eggs are good. Mm. You know what
farm
I mean?
Farm fresh.
They're farm
fresh. Ready
to
go.
That yolk is so yellow.
Yeah.
What else?
So we have Breaking Bad statues were unveiled in Albuquerque.
This is so chewy. I can't. So
it's giving Disney World.
I've been to Albuquerque.
Like, I guess it's better than a Civil War general, but like
I would like.
Well, that's where
pop
people
culture.
Are going now is pop culture because no one that in
so
real
sad.
Life is safe because everyone is flawed.
We
and
live
no one
in
can
Planet Hollywood.
It.
Is the
we
South ever going to get rid of Breaking Bad? Ever?
Never. And I've been to Albuquerque. They need it.
The South?
Because that city is crumbling.
Don't put Breaking Bad in the South.
They're in the Southwest.
We are not associated.
That is the
that
desert.
That is Arizona. Desert.
The Southwest.
That is
anything
the
that's
Utah.
Hot
is in New
to
Mexico.
To me, anything that's hot 24-7
I've never
is
watched
the South.
It.
Is the South. Yeah. Anything that's hot 24-7 is the South.
No.
And Albuquerque is hot.
South.
That is
southern.
One crumbling city.
Southern. You probably think Yellowstone is Southern, too.
It's kind
is
of
it hot?
Western.
No, it's in Montana.
Okay, so then no.
Okay. If it's geography 101.
Albuquerque. Geography.
That's how I do my geography.
Albuquerque there. Looks like rock bottom in SpongeBob.
It does.
Yeah.
I've never been.
That's weird.
That's what everyone
it's
does.
Hot.
I don't know where I heard this from, but do you know that people also still go, I don't know if we talked about this here, people still go see the Breaking Bad house?
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they will.
Did
forever.
We talk about that?
People are obsessed with
it. I don't know. Talk about it, but yeah, they do. And they also go see Sarah Jessica Parker's house and the Sopranos house.
Friends house.
It's like so weird.
I don't think it's very... weird. I think it makes total sense.
To want to see the house?
Yeah.
For what? It's fake.
But it's a real house, I think, right?
Yeah. I thought so too.
But they filmed it. It's like, this is where they shot
I know. People are like they're...
I mean, people
love Breaking Bad.
People also do take the Universal tour.
Yeah.
They do.
They like to see the studios and stuff like that.
When I was in LA, my ex asked me if I wanted to.
No.
Yeah.
You I would
see
do
how
one.
It's made, baby.
I would do
I know
one.
You would. I wouldn't, though.
I would go and I think I was going to get discovered the whole time. I'd be like, what's
too,
in this room?
I'd
they're like, this is the broom closet.
I would be in every studio.
Like, I'd be on the golf cart. Like,
I'll be in every studio acting out. Like, if I'm in the Batman studio, now I'm Batman. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like swishing my hips. Like,
I have like a really long cigarette. I'm like, so this is where the movies are made.
Wow.
I try to show the tour guide
I
my tits
wanted
to get
be
on
in
TV.
Pictures.
Breaking Bad, whatever. What
yeah,
else?
Whatever.
I don't care about Breaking Bad.
Back to kind of
now a girl's statue.
Yeah, if they had Regina George.
If they had
if
Lena
they
Dunham.
Lena Dunham statue.
If they had
Jimmy
Neutron.
Right. People would tear that down
they
faster
down.
Than
I would
Jimmy
love
Neutron?
Lena Dunham. That's
hard
probably
time,
hard
though.
To sculpt. Or is it? I don't know. No offense to Lena Dunham. Okay, so how to take a good dating app profile photo.
Oh,
my
God.
Suggestion.
This article
I thought
was
I had a good one, but no one swipes on me.
Yeah, I haven't. Mine were all selfies, and I heard that selfies were
You're
bad.
Not supposed to do thirst traps either.
For the first one, or for any of them.
But I do, when I was on dating apps, I do a thirst trap to see, to then you catch the guys that like that, and then you don't swipe with them.
Right. Catch and release.
What do you mean?
Like the guys that only like the
on
one of
Hinge,
like me traveling.
Like, they like the photos.
Yeah.
Right. I understand what
if
you're
the
saying.
Guy likes like me by a roof and like
that's
a full
entrapment.
Outfit. Yeah.
That's entrapment.
Yeah.
That's illegal, Sewer.
No,
that's entrapment.
She's figuring out.
It's illegal.
I don't want some guy that just wants to like the swimsuit one.
Right.
You got to accept me at the non-swimsuit.
What do you like in a profile pic? Like what makes you swipe right?
Ugh. I don't like anything on the dating apps because I think men are so cheap.
I don't look at the
picture.
So like a normal
I like
photo of you, not like colors, not black and white, mm-hmm. not like bad quality, not too good quality because that gives like creep.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have like a really high quality photo.
Yeah, and you can tell they're like a DJ photographer.
I think a smile is the best photo to go for the first one.
A
smile because it's so inviting. It shows you being happy and people like to be around happy people. I also feel like your friend should take the picture of you. Like,
agreed.
I feel like it should be like a candid smile.
Yes.
Not too fake,
not
but
a
like
selfie.
Yeah, like not too candid where you're like And then right. they, you know what I mean? But like, just like a candid smiling photo. I feel
I
like
I get
those...
nervous because sometimes I'll go on a, my friends who are guys. I'll go see who's out there. And I'm like, fuck, these bitches are hot.
I know. They are hot. But everyone's hot. I think
my profile looked amazing when these girls are hot.
Everyone's hot. Not everyone has a Patreon.
Right? Okay. What did the article, what kind of advice did he give?
You don't have the password to the cut. So I can't see.
I read it. And I actually don't know the password either, but I scrolled around.
Oh, broke people.
But broke bitches too loud. So I read this woman has this full service and she takes like all these photos of people. She'll take them like one on the street, one in the selfie. She does like, it's crazy. This woman is making a bank on it.
Money portrait photographer.
She does. She said she's even adding a section where she like styles them.
Really?
But I'm like, this is too... you can't.
But why is it? I'm just like, it's a photographer. Like, instead of like, they're calling it like profile pic.
But she takes
extraordinaire.
It, but she like knows the angles and like, okay. the, like men look. She said something about like men look off to the like left.
Really?
Or like lying. That works better in a dating profile. I think it's like stat, like data.
Right.
But I do think that this is stupid. You should A, get real friends to take your photos and B, not pay for the service and C, look however you want to look.
Yeah, be yourself.
It's just becoming fake.
And show your profile to your friends. Yeah, so you and can show get to an your outside friends. Perspective. Yeah.
It's More getting guy. Fake. That's the thing. And then you meet these people and you're like, well, you're not your picture. Like, you know what I mean? Not even. Because, like when you're swiping on their pictures, like when you're looking at all the pictures, you kind of like put this image together in your head of who they are. Mm-hmm. So when they're all fake like that, you know, just don't match the.
The biggest red flag is when the pictures all, like, we looked at that one guy's and every single picture looked different.
I hated that.
This is giving
like different
inconsistency.
Angles.
It's like very, not even different angles. Like, he looks like a different, like, one is in a shadow and then one is like.
That was weird.
He looked like he's clearly changed look throughout the years and,
oh my
like,
God.
Didn't know.
He's on the run.
I prefer.
Doesn't know himself.
Yeah.
He doesn't know who he is.
I prefer
you
to see
judge.
The full, like, I need at least one full body shot.
Oh, yeah.
Full body.
Okay.
I don't like it either when they have like a little baby, even though it's like their nephew.
The
I'm like, I don't
that
care.
That one's my
I'm like, I can see right through this.
Hate the baby.
Like, you don't know how to
or
hold
a baby.
Or if
there's like hot girls in his pictures, I'm like, no.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, you have to hang out with girls? No.
Yeah, they're like, this was one time I hung out with a girl.
Right? No, seriously.
You guys are like anything that shows that he's a nice guy. No.
No.
I just don't want to see
He's holding his sister's baby.
No, I don't think.
No,
I don't.
He has female friends.
No.
Also, their names.
He's using them to make himself look
better. I don't
think
he's nice because he's holding the baby. I think he's calculating.
But if it's like a real candid picture and he's holding a baby.
I've never seen a straight man hold a baby.
I've seen a couple of straight men
hold a baby. I've seen them.
I don't want to.
I've seen them hold a baby by the back of their necks like a fucking hound dog.
Yeah.
Like Lion King.
Like,
no, it's like calculating, Ashley. And they're like calculating.
I don't
like,
know. I've seen some candid photos of guys holding.
If they look like a sim, I'm out.
I'm out.
You want to take me to trial for what I've seen? You're the one entrapping people.
There's a lot of guys when I was on dating apps. I feel like there were a lot of guys that looked like the waiter we had at Southampton Social Club.
Oh, the jeans and the tucked in polo.
Literally.
Yes. Worst look
Sim.
Ever.
They all look like Sim. Connors. I'm like, is your name Connor?
Connors.
Looks Sim. Like they shop at Marshall's.
Looks like they speak
Connor.
Simlish.
Yeah.
This is Connor. They look like Connors.
They look like Connors.
Brad.
Looks like they wear non-slip dress shoes.
Ew.
Loafers.
Uh-huh.
Ew.
Loafers.
Ew. There was no one hot in the Hamptons.
There was no one.
I didn't see one hot person until we watched Yellowstone.
Not
yeah.
And then I was...
Yeah, and then I was like, okay.
Yeah,
your husband.
That's why I don't leave the
we
house.
We got any more topics?
I don't leave the house. Any more topics? Yes, we do. Applebee's is coming out with a chicken wing flavored lip gloss.
You know I'll be eating that. You know I'll be licking the top of that.
I would get it.
You know I'll be licking the top of that.
Sign me up. I'm gonna start using it as dressing for my salad.
Me too. I'm gonna start
like
putting it on bread.
Like, it won't come out because it's lip gloss.
And you like fucking jerk it
That's
off.
That's hilarious.
Or every time
gloss,
I take
every chicken.
Or every time I eat salad, I just do my lips and then I'm.
Yeah, exactly. What kind of chicken wing flavor?
Okay, so they're collaborating with a brand which I like is called Winky Lux. They're kind of like whimsical.
Okay,
they're gonna make cute little collabs. So they have four flavors. One is kicking off the four glosses is Get Me Hot Buffalo, described as a creamy coral that packs a hot buffalo spice.
Okay. I would
Easily. I would probably try it. I might.
I would try it to eat it, but I wouldn't try it to wear it.
I would wear it. Buffalo on my lips. I don't know if I can handle
that. That sounds hot. That it's just like spice. Yeah, I'm
they're just
spicy
adding spice. And then there's sweet chili kiss. Is a
is
a deep, rich red kiss with a hint of fine golden chili specks.
I'm into gold. That.
I mean, and then Be My Honey Pepper is described as a gorgeous golden honey spice gloss with shimmering flecks.
I'm listening. Mm-hmm.
Finally, okay. Honey Barbecue Tea.
Cute
is a shiny smoky barbecue hue with smoky. A side of honey sweetness. Doesn't that? I feel like
I'm into all of them. I thought it was going to be more like Smucker's Sprite.
Yeah.
This actually sounds hot.
Where do I invest? Is there stock open?
Winkylux? Let's do it. And I feel like, so you can get them each individually for $18, which is kind of like Applebee's. Okay. That's where you're losing weight.
What is that? Chick-fil-A sauce?
You can get out of here.
I'll just
$65.
Put butter on my lips.
Bless you.
Thank you, Nick. I will literally just put Frank's hot sauce as a lip stain.
They're trying to make us do, like, I don't understand.
Sriracha.
I'll literally just drink a margarita and let the salt sit on my...
I'll just make my own. I'll put like salt and barbecue sauce together.
We can definitely make our own sweet chili kiss.
Yeah,
barbecue.
People are doing like lip gloss with food dye, which I don't know if is like safe, but people are making their own condiments.
Native American.
From the land, we use the indigo.
The indigo is so pure.
We do not waste a thing. Okay, and then there's another article. Called How to Spot Medical Gaslighting and What to Do About It. Have you guys ever been medical gaslighted?
What does it mean? Like the doctor says there's something wrong with
you? Yeah, they're like, they think you're being crazy, which has happened to me. But
were you being crazy?
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
And I've learned to now tell them, I'm like, I think this is anxiety. Yeah. Tell me if I'm wrong. Right. And they're like,
you also have to be an empowered patient.
Yes,
because they see so many people. I don't think it's medical gaslighting as much as they see so many people who all think they have a cancer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't.
Right,
because that's the worst thing that ever happened. More than anything,
the worst thing that ever happened to doctors was WebMD.
Oh my god!
Because most Americans don't go to a doctor until they think something's severely wrong.
That's how I am. Like, I'm more so get to the doctor and they're like, you are literally dying.
You're literally,
I'm like,
what? You have a week left.
They're like, your feet are literally falling off. You were bit by a spider 3 weeks ago and you just didn't do anything about it.
Right. And you're turning into Spider Woman now.
Right. Right.
So I'll see you next week.
I'm like, oh, well, give me the antibiotics.
Well, what's crazy is that recently I've seen that more doctors are doing the opposite of gaslighting because I feel like
they milk your insurance.
Well, I also feel like
they want to make you feel better.
I think they're getting scared of all the lawsuits now because they're like sending people home and there's something serious and they're not telling them.
Horrifying.
Like, I went and saw a dermatologist for like a mole and he was like, oh, there's some signs of like diabetes, you should go get your ACE1 test. Right, so I'm like panicking. I'm like, oh my god, and to get like a fucking appointment you gotta, you know, jump through hoops. So then I get an appointment with a doctor, right? Then she takes my blood, but then she's like, she's looking at my eyes, she's doing the eye test, and she goes, why is one pupil bigger than the other?
Oh my god. A doctor should never
guess
that.
You should never guess.
I would be the worst doctor.
And I was like, I don't know, you fucking tell me. What do you think I did? Took ecstasy on one eye and not the other?
Right.
Bitch, I don't fucking know.
Right.
Wait, that's
took
so
ecstasy
weird.
On one eye. And then she's like, I'm gonna sign you up for MRI. I'm like, I'm done with this, okay?
We're done.
Because then I didn't even have I wasn't even pre-diabetic. I'm like, shut up. You're all just like telling me to go get tested and tests. I'm like,
but if you were, you could, and they were wrong, you could just go back and fucking put them out of business. So
yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
you're
scared
true,
of.
Yeah.
It's all about money.
That's
it's
true.
Crazy.
Money. Right. One time in middle school, I had pneumonia and I went to three doctors. I was sick for like 6 weeks. It was like walking pneumonia. And the first two doctors were like, no, we don't see anything.
You could
die. And I walked around sick for a month, sicker than I ever felt in my life. I watched all of Full House in a month.
Oh my god!
And then
we went
to the third doctor when I was still sick, and he said, "You have walking pneumonia, and here's your medicine."
You have walking.
That's how pneumonia can start, and it can get really severe.
Yeah, I had pneumonia.
You can have running pneumonia
for a month.
You could have died.
Yeah, exactly.
How old were you?
13.
That's really dangerous.
People die of pneumonia.
For a month, freezing and hot at the same time.
You were home for a month,
dying.
No school?
Medical malpractice.
Well, it's during the summer.
It was during the summer.
Oh, no.
I know. That's the crime. The doctor's ruining your summer.
Horrifying. And I remember, like, we would, like, go out to dinner, and I was, like, not hungry. I got, like, rice pudding one night because I was, like, what's wrong? I literally felt like I was dying for a month.
Skinny.
I was so skinny. Oh, my God. I felt like I was dying. And then finally one doctor was, like, no. Like, there was an intern at that doctor's office, and he was, like, I don't know. And then the real doctor came in.
And he listened
to my lungs, and he's, like, I can hear, like, a splunking in your lungs.
Not a splunking. And that's, like, the sign medical of pneumonia. Term. That's and before vaping.
And he was
the
only one who fucking...
How do you diagnose? Wow. Is there
a
test?
I'm so sick. What?
Do you know how, like, with strep, they can, like, swab your throat and stuff? Is that what they do with pneumonia?
I don't think they can.
It's just like a cough.
I think so.
They have to, like, listen to your lungs.
Yeah.
Listen to your heart.
It's bad.
When I was young, I had, I used to get sick all the time, like, all the time. I'd get over a cold, I'd have a new one.
Really?
And, and I would go to the doctors, and they wouldn't tell my mom what was wrong. And then we went to a Dominican doctor.
Oh, yeah.
This guy who had a practice in Dominican Republic and here. And he worked at Columbia, but he did his side practice so to help, like, people of the community.
That's nice.
And he was like, you have an ear infection. Like, you have a...
Oh, you have to get it, like...
Yeah, I had to get, like...
you have to get your tubes drained or something?
I forgot what it was because I was so young.
Right.
But I remember, like, being cured and, like, not getting sick all the time. Wow. But it was an ear infection. And everyone would just give me, like, Robitussin. You know, like, all the doctors would just give you medicine but not, like, fix the real problem. And it was an ear infection.
Oh, my God, y'all. I got my ear cleaned out once. It was the best feeling I've ever had.
Oh, my God, the gunk.
It was the best feeling I've ever had in my life.
Aren't you not supposed to do that, though? Like,
no,
isn't...
it's bad. Like, yeah. What? Q-tips. Q-tips are bad. But you can... There's a way of...
The doctor did it.
Yeah. That's fine.
Is it bad?
I don't know.
I don't think you're supposed to do it a lot, though.
No, if the doctor did it, you're fine.
I'm saying you're good. But I'm saying, like, I think there's something about it that you're not supposed to do very often. Yeah,
it's called
you're
Q-tips,
supposed
to protect which
you.
I do every
day. Because your earwax is meant to protect you.
It's good for you. Well, mine must be not protecting me anymore.
Same with your pubes.
Nope, rid of those.
I would rather have a pube than earwax.
My sister broke her leg when we were little, and my mom was like, "You're fine."
Really?
And she screamed all day and night.
Really?
And finally,
how did she
break
it?
The neighbor.
How did she break it?
She fell off the diving board.
Oh.
And, like, just fell on it wrong.
Double bounce.
And finally, she screamed, "Bloody murder! Bloody murder! Bloody murder!" And finally, the neighbor was like, "You need to take her to the doctor." Mom was like, "She's fine."
Oh my God.
Literally took her to the doctor, and she had, like, broken her leg.
Oh my God.
Was it swollen or, like, a bone out or something?
Yeah, I guess so.
There's, like, a bone out, and Nikki's like, she'll grow out of it.
She only slipped a little bit, but it was like she landed wrong.
Yeah.
I was jealous. I never got a cast, ever.
You
don't want it.
I always wanted to cast and people could sign it.
Well, the arm one.
I always
want
to be cast. I always want to be someone who got bit by a dog. I want to be someone who had a concussion.
As someone that got bit by a dog, it was not exciting.
You don't want to be bit by a dog because then you won't like them anymore.
You do not want to get hit.
I
want to
be like a girl who's afraid of, oh my God, I had
it. I am afraid of dogs. I still got canceled.
Yes, you did.
People do not let you. Yeah. It's not what you think.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go to our segment. What do you guys think?
We have one more article. Should we skip
let's
it?
Let's keep moving.
Okay,
bring it up. Segment is called Let's Sync Up.
Sing,
daddy, suck my clit under that hood, clitoral hood.
That sounds like an ice cream. You know how hood is an ice cream brand?
Yeah,
clitoral.
It sounds like a medicine brand, like Claritin.
Yeah.
Clitoral. Ask your doctor.
Side effects include suicidal tendencies. Okay, so we always start the pod with a question to get us all on the same page, to get our fallopian tubes tied in a knot. So I posed this one to you guys in the Hamptons while I was high.
Caroline reminded me. We didn't want to answer it then.
Well, here we are.
I thought it was funny.
Well, here we are. It's a riveting question. If you were any female politician, who would you be?
Sarah Palin.
Oh, Sarah Palin.
She's so hot.
She is living her best life.
She is just this Alaska princess.
Her daughter's name is Bristol.
She had Remember when Bristol got knocked up.
Yep. She had a daughter who got pregnant early, like
with her boyfriend. Is she still with the boyfriend or no?
I think they were like on and off. Yeah. Like they had drama.
What was his name? Do we remember?
Sarah Palin is just she is just, because the thing about Sarah Palin too is that she's really smart, but she's really dumb.
Yeah,
like it was just like
she just gets away with whatever.
Yeah, and I felt like she just had her husband, and then like the scandal with her daughter getting pregnant, it made me like her a little bit more. I was like, oh, so you're not a mom who pays attention,
right?
No, she gave them a lot to work with on SNL.
Yes,
she made Tina Fey's career.
Yeah, she was iconic. She created Mean Girls when you think about it.
She really did.
And Baby Mama.
Yes. Wait, so Dakota Meyer is the name of Bristol Palin's husband?
Are they still married?
Dakota?
Dakota Meyer. M-E-Y-E-R. It says they're still married.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh. I like
Oh, wait, no, just kidding. Married 2016 to 2018. I just lied.
Oh, yeah, they got divorced.
And then she got really hot.
Oh. Well, she's a got teen mom, right?
Sarah Palin.
She looks amazing.
2018?
Who, her daughter? Was in Teen Mom?
Yeah. No. She's so cute. I think she got a little chin and worked on. She looks fucking great.
I'm interested. I know. That Alaska.
What about the daughter?
Put her face on ice in Alaska, baby.
Sarah Palin is not an ugly woman. She's
she's cute. Not.
Yeah. She just dresses ugly because she's from Alaska.
Politicians can't dress
nice. That's their only option. Yeah. They have the last standing Sears.
What?
That's her only option.
Sears.
You know what Sears is?
What is that?
Like a Walmart?
You don't know what a Sears?
Oh, Sears. Oh, S-E-A-R-S. Oh, they do?
I don't know.
I thought there was one in Arkansas.
I was just making a
I think
joke
they went out of
I thought you were saying like Sear, S-E-E-R.
I was going to say you're the richest woman I've known.
I know. What's I said Walmart? Your rich friends are working on you.
No. I know what walls? Sears is.
Okay. Sears. Right? Oh my God. My rich friends.
Caroline, who would you be?
I would either be Nancy Pelosi or Condoleezza Rice because she was a genius, and I'm like, I want to be a genius like her.
Two random choices.
No,
I would be Condoleezza Rice.
She like
Condoleezza Rice was fire.
She was
Isn't
like
she a
so,
badass too.
Yeah,
she like graduated like high school at like 15 because she was like too smart for everybody, and then like plays in like this like string quartet like classical music.
Okay,
she's like a brainiac. She was always calm, cool, and collected. Yeah. It was like before, like she's kind of inflammatory times.
Before things got weird. Things are weird now. Are I would weird. Be Linda Tripp.
Wait. She had a horrible life.
She had a horrible life, and she fucking ruined Monica Lewinsky's
And she was ugly.
Life.
Oh, she. And she worked so hard for nothing.
Nothing.
For That's what? My thing with the female politician. I'm like, why? I don't want to work this hard.
And they were so dedicated. She was so dedicated to her job at the White House. That
Look
she
at
had
Hillary
to get
Clinton.
Revenge.
That's what I'm saying. I could never be. I could not deal with the heartbreak that she went through.
If you look at her resume, it's the best resume we've had for a president. Mm. And they just were like, no, because she
and
used
she just
some money
watched
to,
her husband. She stood by her man.
She that's your man.
He swung his dick
around him. I will be choosing Blanche Lincoln from Arkansas.
Oh,
my queen.
Tell us about her.
She is. No one really knows a lot about her, and she's Local. Retired now, which is what I would want to be if I was a. Lady politician living in a nice little lake house. Basically, she was on the U.S. representative. She was a U.S. representative and a senator for Arkansas.
Wow.
And she was kind of played the fence with the Repubs.
Okay.
Ooh.
But she was a Democrat. But she kind of was like, meet me. Mm-hmm. I did work for her when I was in high school. We did lose that year. Her campaign did lose.
But that's cool experience.
But that was her fault for hiring me.
Right.
And that's you why that. You moved on to NYD Pizza.
And that's when I moved on. Yeah, this was actually after NYPD Pizza. I didn't get paid. I like volunteered for her campaign.
That's so cool.
But I remember where she lost, and it was very sad. But she was a great lady, really cool lady, nice.
And you said she's retired
sweet.
Now?
Bill Clinton loved her.
That's how you base your things on. Bill Clinton loved her.
Bill
wrong.
Clinton did more for female politicians than any.
He did.
As he listed them off when president. He got accused of.
Yeah.
He was like, I put blah, blah, blah in the cabinet.
He
my
did.
Secretary
Condoleezza,
of State.
He did.
Blah,
he
blah,
got
blah.
Condoleezza yeah. Rice.
He, did. He just wanted a little sucky sucky.
He did.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the
who
day.
Who doesn't want a little tick-tick-tick-tick?
Another female politician I would be is Mike Pence.
Oh,
because he's a bitch. I would be Stacey Abrams.
Shade. Oh, so that's a good one.
She has to work too hard. That's
she
the thing.
She
all these inspirational
it, though.
People are working.
But she's so powerful. Like, she made Georgia turn blue. Like,
and
that's
she also
crazy.
Writes, like erotic fan fiction.
She does?
I think something. I'm like, that's a cool side hustle.
Like, Zane. You guys remember Zane? Maybe no.
What's Zane?
It's in the urban culture. It was like these books this guy would write, and it was like before 50 Shades of Grey. Oh. And it would be erotic. Like, oh. it was more in the urban community. And I remember like walking through.
What was it about? Like someone
like sex. Like it would be like new characters.
Oh, a guy wrote it? Dear G Spot. That's the name of straight.
What and when say, I was that's talk? My affirmation.
When I was like 13, when I was like 13 on 125th Street in Harlem, there used to be people just like selling books, and like you would always see a Zane book.
Wow.
They were so popular growing up. Cool. Yeah.
Purple Panties.
So maybe that's what she's into. But I would be Stacey Abrams too.
That's a good one.
So Sarah Palin wasn't good?
No, I like both of them. They're both good. I've had a hard time thinking of some at first.
Nancy, and
I
was like, wait, Pelosi.
Yeah, because there's none. She has a huge rack.
Yeah, I know. That's why.
But it's sagging.
Yeah, her titties. Yeah.
It's sagging.
Maybe so I'd be Laura Bush. Laura Bush is hilarious.
Laura Bush is hilarious.
She was like, I'm going to read.
Yeah. She just wanted to read. Yeah, and George Bush is such like an ass.
Right. If you guys were a president's wife, what would be like your cause? Weed legalization.
Yeah. Yeah, weed and maybe...
Comedy.
Improv
comedy,
improv. Funding improv,
banning improv forever.
What would be my cause?
I think mine would be like arts in schools.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mine would be meals.
No, mine would be opioid epidemic. Shit.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Tough but good.
Tough, mine would be like tough but good.
I think I would do like prison reform.
Prison
like
reform.
People who,
okay,
like,
Kim.
Like that's people who come
wait,
out.
Wait, I want to be Kim Kardashian, the politician.
That's yes. A good one.
No one picked AOC here because she's
banned. Because she sucks.
Because she's so annoying.
I know her.
Yeah, like I know AOC. You know what I mean? I went to school with girls like AOC. Right. Like I'm like, shut up.
You have no chill.
That's a thing. You don't want to be a politician now that's alive.
I know, it's hard.
Now because we cancel everyone too much now. Like if AOC had been like 20 years ago, she would have been like
pioneer.
Wow, because we know too much now.
Right.
Yeah. We hate everyone.
And everyone's on Twitter. And
that's why Blanche Lincoln, perfect choice.
Blanche Lincoln. Easy. I love that name.
Easy.
I think.
All right. Well, I feel like we're synced up.
We're synced up.
What a fun topic, right? We learned some.
Yeah.
See, you guys chat on my question. And
I
now
thought
here
it was
we are.
Funny. I was like, wait. So good.
There's literally no female comedians or comedians. Stuart, do we have any speed dating advice?
Or comedians.
Yeah.
Female comedian. I know. We got
some guy was sharing all these like stats of like comedians and their numbers, and there was two women on the list. I'm like, okay.
How dare.
Okay, speed dating for today, everyone. First of all, are you guys writing in? Because
the one I sent you was too extreme, I think.
That was too extreme. Okay,
I was like, I don't know.
We can send me some other ones.
Okay, send all right, so questions. This question, we're running short.
Send questions, please. How do I tell if my boyfriend is cheating?
I don't know.
This is a hard one.
That's so scary.
Because cheaters can totally not
fly under the
show
radar.
Anything.
Distancing, though.
But will they?
But
yeah.
Sometimes they don't.
You want to know something else, too? And this is going to like fuck up a lot of people's minds. If they buy you a lot of gifts
yeah,
for no reason.
Yeah, for sure. Because they're guilty.
I knew this. I had this friend.
Or if they're nice for no reason.
I had this friend who every time he cheated.
You're making everyone suspicious.
He bought his girlfriend something nice.
For sure. That's what my grandpa
did. Every time he cheated.
Like Tony Soprano.
He bought his girlfriend something
That's
nice.
That's what my grandpa did.
What kind of stuff?
Yeah, what kind
like
of stuff
an are you watch?
Yeah, like stuff like that.
I'll
like anything she was into.
I can chill with a cheater.
I can chill with a cheater.
If I'm getting a new computer.
Yeah.
I'm like, a lot of people do it. Beyonce does it.
Right.
All these artists do it.
What
they
some,
cheat.
Okay,
it depends
so
on how much. It's like, you know, I don't know.
How much is the gift?
No, how much do they cheat?
How much do they... like,
$100. $100.
What else can you do? I've never really been in...
I don't go through phones.
Secretive with the phones, though. Like, if you grab their phone just for anything, like sometimes you just grab them phone to like for the time. If they're like...
Yeah.
Then you're like, ooh.
I feel like I do that just out of habit, but like, because I have like embarrassing texts from like my parents.
Right.
They're like, mew, mew, what are you doing?
But if I grabbed your, like, if Andrew grabbed your phone to be like,
oh no, I wouldn't.
Like, if he did that, right. Like, just what time is it?
If they swiftly.
Sorry if I said
no.
Yeah.
I won't ever go through a man's phone, though.
I don't go through phones.
That's a low point.
I think once you go through the phone, you already know your answer.
Right.
Or even if the answer is not there, like, it's not a good relationship.
Right.
Yeah. Has there ever been a time where you guys were cheated on and you didn't see it coming?
No.
No.
You've never been cheated on?
I don't think I have.
I don't think
I've cheated on
I don't
two out of five boyfriends.
Oh, that's my phone.
Oh my god.
I don't think I have. I've never really So I don't really know the warning signs.
I don't really either.
You've never been cheated on, or you've never seen it coming?
Neither. Never been, yeah.
And you've never been.
If they did, I don't know about it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They did great jobs.
I don't think so. Not that I know.
Have you ever been cheated on?
Yeah.
And do they tell you? That's the biggest mistake.
No, you just like find, like, I remember I found an email. He was communicating through email.
Really? Oh,
yeah. And it was on your desktop?
Yeah. What?
It was on your computer?
Not my computer.
You went on his computer?
I saw it on his phone.
Ooh.
And because I saw I saw the name, the email. You know how it comes up? Like, and it was Courtney.
Who the fuck is
Courtney? That bitch. And so I looked at the email, and it was like a picture and being like, "Oh, I miss you." Like real, like.
Was your heart racing?
Yeah, it was racing brokenly
for Courtney. Yeah, for Courtney. And she was like, "Courtney's hot."
Yeah. You looked at your man. You're like, "Shit!"
That's when I knew I was gay.
It was a blessing in disguise.
Oh, so, did you say something?
No, but then I broke up with him.
Right.
Yeah.
You kind of have to be
a sociopath a little bit to cheat.
There's no, for me, there's no coming back from that. I'm just like, it's done.
And that's what a secure person is.
Yeah, right. It's done. I can't be with somebody like that.
Why?
Yeah, a couple of times.
And
yeah.
Did you say?
And tried, no, it's just like, I'm done with you.
You know what you did.
I think cheating makes you weak, and weak people are not cool.
Yeah. Have you cheated on someone though?
Yeah. And I was weak.
I was weak. Yeah.
No, but that was only in high school. I've never cheated on someone I actually like. Yeah. Or I'm actually in a mature relationship.
Right.
I cheated on my first high school boyfriend. We went to the river and some guy fingered me. I guess I should wait for the Patreon.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God.
You should wait for the Patreon. That's a good story.
I can share a story on the Patreon as well.
Yeah. I'll share my other one on the Patreon.
Okay.
Yeah. I really don't know how to tell though.
I think it
depends on the relationship.
Follow your intuition.
I think if they start being real nice out of nowhere, you're like, what's that?
Like extra nice?
Yeah. Or extra jealous.
Mm. Or jealous.
If they display like...
Or they project onto you. Are you cheating?
Are you cheating on me? Yeah.
I'm like, no, are you cheating on me?
Actually, I know a... I've got to wait on.
Are you?
I'm going to start doing speed dating for the Patreon.
Let's do that.
Should we go to the next segment?
Cheating is bad.
What?
Cheating ain't cool, y'all.
It depends. I feel like
it depends though. Like if your needs aren't being met too. Like sometimes I feel like what happens
it can be an out.
Yeah, it can be an out.
And what I feel happens too sometimes that like someone doesn't want to break up with someone, but the needs aren't being met. And so you're like, I'm in love with you, but like you're just missing this one thing. Or not this one thing, but like I don't know.
I was watching Desperate Housewives and
the docuseries.
And Gabrielle's cheating on Carlos with like the gardener, and like it just looks so innocent the way she does it, but it's not.
Well, it's not the gardener.
I know.
That's so cliche.
If you get cheated
like,
on,
because her husband's such a dick, it's like it makes you like feel bad. See her side.
I feel like if a man cheats, it's about him. And if a woman cheats, she feels lacking in the relationship.
Right.
Because a guy can cheat and she still gives him everything.
Right.
Yeah.
It's about his need.
Right.
To be fulfilled by multiple people.
Yeah.
But if a girl cheats, it's like, fuck, I'm in a really bad place.
Right. And sometimes the guys...
There can be serial girl cheaters.
Yeah.
Too,
yeah.
That,
oh, 100%.
Right.
And sometimes the guys that would... that would cheat... Like my friend, my guy friends that would cheat, they like I would ask them like, why? And they were like... I just want to try it. Like I want new pussy.
I can't say no.
Yeah, like it's sometimes it's not even about the girl.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's what you saw themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I feel like the once a cheater always a cheater thing applies more to guys than
than girls.
Is that mean to say? I just feel like I feel like what's like what you said, like women when they're doing it, it's because the relationship is like really like they're not getting their needs met. But when guys do it, it's just cuz
when women do it, men deserve it.
Yeah. I think that's true. Sorry. I'm like, right? Okay.
Sorry, not sorry. And when guys
fix
do
your
it,
dick.
We're just sweet angels.
Fix it.
Yeah.
I've only been good to you.
Hasn't sucked his dick in 2 years. I'm like, how dare you after everything I've done for you. Literally taking all his money. I'm like.
Making him pay for every day.
You like, cheated.
She hasn't like posted a pic with him in years.
You cheated.
I'm an angel. Anyway, thanks for the advice.
great.
Thank you, Stuart.
I can tell a story on the Patreon. Let's go to our next segment, which is called...
Oh, fuck. That just reminded me. I don't have my computer.
Oh, shit.
For the weirds. I think I can remember some of them.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Let's wing it.
Caroline's winging it.
Let's wing it like an Applebee's chapstick.
Weird science.
Okay. It's called Weird Science. Let's go.
Okay. This state.
So this segment involves Caroline reading us. What's it called?
Science questions.
Science. It's science headlines. Trivia. We have to guess what's missing.
Okay. They say having small amounts of this can actually improve people's mental health.
Shrooms. Dick.
Shrooms.
Dick.
LSD.
No. No.
Wine. Kisses.
Oh, chocolate.
No.
Oh, cuddles.
Wine.
Mental health.
Yeah.
Small amount of cheese.
Oh. Small like amount of.
There's no such
apartment.
Thing as small amount of cheese.
No, all or nothing for me.
You would think it's like your body's response to.
Exercise?
No.
Sleep? No.
But it's like.
Water.
Naps.
No, it's like small you would be surprised because it's something negative we peas. Perceive as negative.
Drugs. Cocaine.
Small amounts of this can actually be good for you.
Negative. Sugar.
No.
Oh.
Heroin.
No.
Oh. Bad for you. Trans fat?
No, it's not. You're thinking of fat, like substances.
Sun.
It's more like of a concept.
Negativity.
On the right track. Gossip. On the right track.
Oh. Surrogacy.
No, I'm kidding.
Narcissism.
Being a bitch. Should I give you the answer or have you guess?
Chicken wing lip gloss. No, I think we're getting close.
Being a bitch. Stand-up comedy.
Betrayal.
Cheating.
And those are what?
Huh?
Those are
treachery.
Violence.
No.
Those forms are, of.
A little bit of violence.
Abuse.
Sex.
Abuse.
No. Like.
Abuse. Look at, this is the purge.
What am I all the time?
Anxious. Hi. Anxious?
Like small amounts of what's another word that's.
Depression. Anxiety.
No, but.
Mental more illness.
Ennui.
Not ennui.
All right, just tell us.
It's MSG. Stress. Small amounts of stress is actually good for you, everyone.
We're like heroin.
Mickey Lux lip gloss.
Lip gloss.
Jeez.
Okay, that makes stress. Sense. That's yes. Not that riveting of a thing.
I feel like stress also makes someone better. Like, you ever met someone who has no stress? You're like, you're fucking boring.
Right,
what's going on
right.
But stress
here?
Is I love everything. Stress. I stress about everything. I'm like,
I thrive when stress.
Every day is stress.
Me too.
Some people do, yeah.
Every day is stress.
Yeah.
I have to get dressed. I have to wake up. I have to eat coffee. I have to laundry.
I can't relax unless I have 35 things on my plate.
Even on vacation, I'm stressed. I'm like, I have to take a shit. I have to clear out my system.
I have to
look skinny again.
I have to do the pool. I have to do the buffet. I have to eat dinner. I have to
what
eat the
I,
dessert.
What am I going to entertain?
House thirst trap. Let's go.
Thirst trap. Let's go. I got to take seven
let's
shots.
Go.
Right. The alcohol's free.
I'm always stressing.
Yeah.
But they say it actually helps build resilience.
I actually don't even know what stress is.
Could just you like date someone?
Puff, you know?
Could you date someone that wasn't stressed? Too? Like,
no,
someone who was just like... Too yeah. chill?
No, I
will
did
say
that.
I've met people who are very chill who are successful and it's a turn on to me.
Yeah.
But if you're not stressed and you have nothing going on, I'm like, bruh.
But I don't mean like stressed out like, rah! I just mean like someone who's just like, because if you're not stressed, you're probably not successful.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? Like that doesn't go hand
in
hand.
A little bit of stress is good.
Yeah.
A little stress.
I like
is
a little
good.
Stressed, man.
My little brother is never stressed.
Oh, calm down, darling.
Yes. Right. How can I
my little
brother
is never stressed. I'm like, I hate you. I don't want to talk to you.
Never
like,
ever.
Again. No.
So, well,
he will be soon.
Some men aren't stressed.
That's a part red flag for me.
Yeah.
Like an
my mom's boyfriend is never stressed, and
but he's also
but he's
like
also done.
Some men can just handle their lives.
He's on his
well.
Way out.
Right.
He's literally 60.
I'm gonna be stressed the most when I'm like retiring. I'm like, I haven't lived.
Right.
Right.
I haven't ever seen Spain.
Right. We never drove through Spain.
At the age of 37,
I'm like, I right. went skydiving.
Should I do another question?
Yeah. Do another
let's
one.
Do it.
Okay. So, researchers improve this material with the help of shrimp shells.
What? Fabric.
Plastic?
Keep going.
Polyester.
Keep going.
Tupperware.
Linen.
Shrimp
metal.
Stocking.
Compost.
Car.
Oh, yeah.
Car
straws.
Material.
No. Shrimp shells.
Oh. Cups?
Carbs.
carbs.
Shrimp shells?
Cinnamon toast crunch. They're adding, they're on the right track, kind of, with gas. It's like material thing. Like
material girl!
Material girl! Manure.
They're adding it to this to make it stronger. They're adding shrimp shells to this to make it stronger.
Coffee.
Not weed. Ew.
I don't know.
Coffee, alcohol?
No, it's
stronger, durable?
It's not a substance like a
panties.
Spackle.
It's like, it's a material you use to build things.
Bricks. Close. Foundation cement.
Yeah.
Nice.
There you go.
That didn't
foundation
take long.
Cement?
They're
cement.
Adding shrimp shells to cement and it's making it stronger. But people are and it's supposed to be more environmentally friendly.
No, that means it stinks.
Yeah, it's probably going to smell. Your house is going to smell like pissy.
Your house is going to smell like a wet market.
This is a horrible idea.
Your house is going to smell.
Your house is going to smell like it's been vabbing.
That's what
it's
going to smell like. This is vabbing.
Your house is just going to fall apart.
But you might have people
disintegrate.
No, they're saying it makes it stronger.
No.
That's what they're saying.
We
want to
say. Is this MIT again?
Material girls.
Okay,
should I do another one? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, no, I think we should switch over.
Your mom eats the
shrimp
tails.
Oh, wait,
tails.
What time is it?
Hold on. Let me see. It's 57.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Patreon time. See you guys there.
Patreon.
Bye-bye. See you at the Patreon, my dears.
See you there.